Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, March 26th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles warns residents of recent email scams. Templeton CSD announces 2026 Summer Concert Series lineup. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Callers, stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The City of Paso Robles is warning residents and businesses of a series of fraudulent emails. City says these emails impersonate city planning and community development staff, often sent from addresses such as planning.prcity.usa.com. The messages refer to real property addresses and or project types pulled from public information and include a fake invoice for various fees. The emails often ask the recipient to return a signed invoice and payment via email, falsely claiming that a payment is required to proceed with an application and public hearing process. The city says that official city emails end in at prcity.com, not at usa.com. If you receive an email, call any one of the city's planning or building departments to verify its authenticity. Additionally, the city says they will never ask you to transfer money under any circumstances. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents, staff, and community members to join Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and Assistant Superintendent of Business Services Brad Pulowski for its next session of Coffee with the Superintendent. This will take place Friday, March 27th, 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. This month's topic will be on district finances, upcoming projects, and other important business-related topics in the district. Templeton CSD releases summer concert lineup. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Templeton CSD is excited to unveil its lineup for the 2026 Summer Concerts in the Park series. 10 weeks of free live music will be featured at the Templeton Park with a mix of rock, country, blues, pop, classics, and more. Concerts start June 10th and will go through August 19th, with no concert taking place July 22nd. Gather your family and friends, bring a low-back lawn chair, blanket, and enjoy an evening of music every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Templeton Park. Sponsorship opportunities are also still available. Contact the Templeton CSD for more information. The full concert lineup is available now on the CSD's website. A fundraiser and upcoming event has been started for a San Luis Obispo County resident to support his new lifestyle after an unfortunate accident paralyzed him from the waist down. Bryson Killian was involved in an accident while riding his dirt bike December 13th, 2025. His friends have launched the Project 625 fundraiser to assist him.
The goal of the event is essentially just kind of organize a fundraiser around a really hard effort to try and raise some money to get him an adaptive mountain bike, because he grew up riding mountain bikes, and we're just trying to get him back to some normalcy as quick as possible. And we feel we're blessed and able to go run and use our legs and try and raise some money in the process to get him back to being outside and on the mountains and on some trails and back to, like I said, some normalcy.
That's Bryson Gardner, one of the main organizers of the fundraiser. And the event will consist of a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach.
And at the end point, we're going to have a whole barbecue set up at, I believe it's going to be at the Avila Beach Golf Resort right there. They're going to have a whole bar and drinks and music and live music and stuff that we're going to gather at after.
They've recruited 5 runners for the entire distance, but anyone is welcome to accompany them for any length of the trek. Gardner also said any funds past their initial goal will go to Killian and his wife to help adapt to their new life and their ongoing medical expenses. The run starts at midnight on April 4th. The fundraiser can be found by typing Project 625 at GoFundMe.com. San Luis Obispo Police Department has identified the motorcyclist that died in a vehicle crash Tuesday morning. 25-year-old Jeremiah Gerlach of San Luis Obispo sustained major injuries after colliding into a silver sedan on Broad Street. He later died from his injuries at a local hospital. The driver of the sedan reported that they cooperated with officers in the ongoing investigation of the crash. Supervisor Don Ortiz Legg released a statement earlier this week regarding the allegations against Cesar Chavez. Ortiz Legg is also president of the Latino Caucus of California Counties. In her statement, Ortiz Legg said the Latino Caucus of California Counties stands with the women who have come forward. We acknowledge that delayed reporting of abuse is common and that a culture of silence too often prevents survivors from coming forward and having their experiences recognized. Her statement continues, "These harmful behaviors have caused lasting trauma for far too many, far too long," and points to resources for sexual assault survivors to come forward. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Yankees shut out the Giants 7-0 in the opening game yesterday. Tonight, the Angels will face the Astros, the Padres will go against the Tigers, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks. In the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Pacers 137-130, Warriors over the Nets 109-106, Clippers beat the Raptors 119-94. Tonight, the Kings will face the Magic. In California news, the California Senate is set to rename Cesar Chavez Day to Farm Workers Day. In light of recent allegations against the labor icon, the state will likely rename the holiday before the official 2026 day on March 31st. The bill has passed the Assembly with bipartisan support and will then go before the Senate. California was the first state to designate Chavez's birthday as a holiday more than 30 years ago. On Wednesday, a jury in Los Angeles found Meta and YouTube liable for harm to children using their services. This came from a lawsuit filed against Meta, Google, YouTube, TikTok, and Snapchat, where the plaintiff argued that the platform design features were designed to be addictive to young users. The lawsuit focused on design choices of the platforms as to not let them fall under the protection of Section 230, which generally exempts internet companies from liability for the material users' posts. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, during a National Agriculture Day celebration back in Washington, D.C., Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the launch of a national public awareness campaign to help inform meat, poultry, and egg producers about the Product of USA Voluntary Labeling Standard, which went into effect on January 1st of this year and increases consumer understanding of what that label actually means. Now, organizations like the U.S. Cattlemen's Association welcome the news. In fact, USCA President and South Dakota producer Justin Tupper told me that the updated Product of USA label finally means what folks always assumed other inspection labels meant, that the animal was born, raised, and harvested along with processed right here at home.
I think it's a definite step in the right direction. It gets truth in labeling. And makes a commitment to the consumers that if it says Product of the USA, it really and truly is going to be Product of the USA.
Now, for folks wanting to learn more about this new Product of USA label, you can visit productofusa.gov. Ranchers, if you're looking for bulls to perform at high altitudes, don't miss the University of Wyoming's High Altitude Bull Test Sale and Field Day coming up Saturday, March 28th in Laramie at the UW Research and Extension Center. View bulls at 9, bull efficiency and market outlook at 10, lunch at noon, sale time 1 o'clock. This year, selling 57 performance and PAP-tested bulls from 12 consigners, including Angus, Sim-Angus, Simmental, Hereford, and Charlet. Schedule catalog and online bidding at dbauction.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Thirty-eight years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curberil and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Lameness is one of the main reasons a dairy cow will be culled from the herd due to the cost of treatment and impacts on milk production and reproduction. It affects 90% of dairy cows at least once during their lifetime, but methods used to detect lameness did not significantly improve for years. Some dairy farms have begun using vision technology, which allows them to detect and treat lameness earlier. The trademarked SmartSight system, for example, is an artificial intelligence-driven lameness detection tool that monitors cow locomotion and generates reports on lameness status before it may be visible. Early detection means fewer severe cases, milk production and fertility are preserved, and cow health and welfare are improved. Lameness has been a huge unknown, but that is changing with vision technology, said Joya McCarthy, technical product manager with Specialty Herd Solutions in Fresno. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, with a 30% chance of showers on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday. Low 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, mid 70s Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday and Wednesday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
I am not a crook. President Richard Nixon said these words on November 17, 1973, and resigned soon after. Was Nixon a crook or just a victim of the same deep state that tried to take down President Donald Trump? Come to movie night at Republican headquarters 6 p.m. Friday, March 27th, and make up your own mind. How the Deep State Took Down Richard Nixon is a 90-minute film explaining why Richard Nixon resigned. Pizza, refreshments, snacks, and good company. $20 donation appreciated. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There still appears to be little change in the number of layoffs. New claims for unemployment benefits rose by just 5,000 in the week ending March 21st to 210,000. The number matched the forecast from economists for the previous week ending March 14th. Continuing claims came in at 1.81 million, which is a decline. Stock futures are sharply lower as investors assess developments in the Iran conflict. Brent crude, the international standard, is up to $107 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate, which is U.S. oil, is at $94. Shoe store chain DSW's parent company, Designer Brands, lost money in its recent quarter. Sales declined in the period. It's cautious about this year. It also owns shoe brands Lucky and Vince Camuto. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, if you will, please join us. It is fairly easy to do, as I mentioned there, and you can also text in. You can also text in. The world of technology, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, sound off, Karen will have on County Clerk Recorder candidate Vanessa Rosso to discuss her candidacy. Imagine that. Okay, so there you go with that one. Chris, I need your help.
All right, what's your question?
Okay, everything's working on the board today, but I have a question about what exactly is Meta?
That's just the company that owns Facebook.
Okay, so it's been the same thing for over years, but they're just different names, basically the same company?
Pretty much, yes. They also own Instagram as well. I don't know if they own any other social media platforms, but yes.
Okay, so when you're on a social media platform, let me back up. Is it all connected with Facebook?
Not all of them. Instagram and Facebook are linked. You can share a login and oftentimes have a post that you make on either one also be shared on another.
Okay, so how does this connect with Google and YouTube? Is it simply because they're owned by the same company?
No, Google owns YouTube for starters, but these are all just social media giants, so they all got caught in the same lawsuit. For instance, you know, if you wanted to sue, let's say, like, big tech companies, you could sue Microsoft and Apple.
Okay. And do you know exactly what the distress was, particularly for the Los Angeles case and this young lady?
I think it was just that she's alleging that these platforms were designed to be addicting because at a young age she used them for many, many, many hours a day, and I don't remember the exact circumstances, but a lot of stuff happened in her life, either around this or because of it. I don't remember exactly which one. And I think the argument from the platforms is that she was using them as a coping mechanism, and it's not their fault she got addicted to it.
Okay, well, again, since I don't use these things, and that's why I'm asking Chris for help on this, and I know you don't use them much, but at least you know about them.
I do, yes.
Okay, so many times, I go back to, where are the parents on this? She's spending hours on the social media? Look, I know kids sneak into their bedrooms, you know, whatever. But, you know, on the outside here, I'm saying, these companies are selling a product. What company doesn't want you, you know, quote-unquote, to fall in love with their product and use it and use it and use it and use it. I'm glad I'm sure they're glad they didn't have me on the jury. I'm finding maybe because of ignorance is my goodness. I just read a statistic the other day about, you know, you have kids 5 and 6 years old, their parents are buying them these devices. Now, how many years have we had where parents have been cautioned about the social media? You know, particularly during the COVID and the statistics that came out even in a short time after that. So I am, and, you know, the other thing is, okay, so now we have rules and regulations, which we do anyway because of businesses. I mean, we have to have them. But at the same time, some legal scholars are saying, you know, this is could be wide-reaching regarding the business practices and how businesses try to sell their products. Can it be down the road where anybody can say, I have an issue because I continued to use this product because they designed it to make me use it? Particularly in this case, when she was a young lady, she's 20 years old now, is, again, the parents. And there's buyer beware, and it's advertising, and so forth and so on. They want you to, and they got you to do it. But now, I'm not here on this one at all. At all. So we'll see how much further this goes down the road, because there are a lot of lawsuits out against this, these or this company. And they're comparing this with these cases that go back, a couple of decades to the big tobacco last century. And also there were have been allegations over the years that certain companies or products, they set their sights on, whether it's kids, adults, or ethnic groups. So how far down the road can we possibly go with this? Where if you have an issue with any particular product and you say it has caused you harm and so forth and so on, where does it end? Now, this will be interesting to follow, so just don't throw this one away. Just don't throw this one away, because it long-term ramifications could impact of government having more control of how people do business. So anyway, so the social media company Meta, which some of this money is, it's a drop in the bucket because they make billions quarterly. So anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on that, folks. But I am not one that would be on the side of the jury in this one. Again, I'm pretty much to the point where parents need to do a better job. I know it's not that simple. However, that is your job. That is your job. Chris, these sites and so forth, do they, like on your computer, you can go in and you have a history on your computer, right?
Right.
Do these sites, can you go in and check the history and look at it?
Yes, but there's also incognito mode for most web browsers where it doesn't save your internet history.
So mom and dad couldn't go in and pick up your phone or whatever this person was using and go in and look and see what they've been doing on it?
I mean, they can. It just depends on if they're erasing their history or leaving a trail.
Okay, which is easy to do.
Which is easy to do. Now, mind you, it's not entirely it's not easy to completely erase your trail, because there's always some kind of data left behind, but I doubt the average parent out there actually knows how to do that. I don't. Law enforcement does.
Excuse me?
Law enforcement does.
Okay, so I use my phone and I get, go to these different sites and so forth, and then I go in and I do my history delete.
Right.
okay? You know, day by day, delete, etc. So therefore, I could not go back and look at that, whereas on my computer, I can delete the emails I get, but I can go to trash and see them.
They're in the trash. I mean, you could also empty the trash and they'll be quote-unquote deleted forever, but as I've been led to believe from doing some reading online, nothing's actually deleted forever.
Right, that's how a lot of people get caught doing stupid things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, in that case, I don't think the average parent knows how to access that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, would it be, in your opinion, would it make sense for the devices to have something on there where you could do that?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, okay, so I so-called erase things, but as you said, it never really goes away.
Right.
Would there be something there on the device? But if it's on the device and not at the main computer or wherever it goes, that it doesn't make any sense to do that.
I'm still not following.
To be able to track, no matter even if you delete it.
I mean, I think that's already present on a device, but again, it's about whether or not you have the savviness to know how to use it or access it.
Because I know recently we had to go back. Somebody from a network requested a file, and it was on one of the sound-offs we did. And we don't keep everything on file for, in other words, if you go to our site, we don't keep everything up there forever. We want to clear it out. You leave a sound off show on for, I forget the exact time, 2 or 3 months, and then we get rid of it. Okay? If nobody's interested by then, plus we just don't want to, you know, for space and everything else connected with it. So anyway, this network called and emailed and wanted a certain show, and thought, oh, okay, well, can we find it? And we eventually found it, and it's like many of us probably this happens to us. Well, how did we eventually find it? If you ask me now to go back and do it again, I can't tell you the steps I took. I just somehow got there. I don't know. You've done that, haven't you, Chris?
I don't think for anything that I've lost before. I think it's mostly that I've miraculously found it, or it turned out to be somewhere where I didn't suspect it to be. But I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, well, how did you do that? I don't know. I just did it. I just hit a bunch of things here and ended up there, and so forth and so on. Anyway. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Oh, this is kind of cool, and it probably may refresh some memories for people of an era gone by. Tascadero High School, the students, they got a firsthand look at the dangers of impaired driving. And what the program does, it forces students to confront the consequences of making, you know, bad decisions behind the wheel, including, you know, obviously the impaired driving. And it was a live crash reenacted that included a CHP helicopter, a heavy first responder presence, an emergency vehicle, just as an actual collision would require. And there were also powerful visuals staged as victims, which, again, what I'm getting at is, Chris, you didn't have driver's ed in school.
No, we didn't. Though right. What you're describing sounds familiar. I think I had that in high school.
All right, let's go to the phone line, though. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. I can give you an example of how you can permanently delete all the data on your computer. Sync back to Hillary Clinton and bleach bit and hammers. That's about the way to do it.
Well, was that stuff really deleted?
Well, if we take a hammer to your hard drive, it takes everything off the computer.
Doesn't it go to a main hub? Doesn't it all go to a main hub somewhere?
Well, I would guess that would depend if you're networked or not.
Well,
but if you're just a standalone computer, it necessarily would not.
Okay. Again, maybe a naive question. Who has a standalone computer that doesn't connect to any...
I do.
You do?
I have one computer in my house. It connects online, but I don't know that my data goes online and it's starting to place off of my local unit.
Well, it does.
Hell yes. Well,
if you're connected to the internet, anything you do on the internet is stored somewhere.
Well, that sounds like an invasion of privacy.
That's the terms of use. If you sign up for internet, then you consent to that.
Yeah, they have those 14-page things you got to scroll through and read and then consent to that no one ever reads.
I mean, it's also just what the internet is. A lot of people don't understand this, but the internet are just computers connected to each other. That's how it got started.
Right, right.
So, like, a server is just a giant building full of computers and storage. So when you access the internet, you are basically accessing another computer that has whatever it is you want that is stored on that computer.
That's true.
So you are connected to a network.
So then why couldn't they find Hillary's emails?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
the fact is,
Rex, that you're not a standalone individual in the United States. It's separate from the whole network. You're involved.
Yeah, I guess if you go online, I guess they could probably pull you up somewhere. But, man, there must be some massive databases somewhere, some huge servers.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why people need to be careful. And as, you know, Chris said, you know, this stuff stays there. So, you know, again, you've heard me over the years, these people in, shall we say, either elected positions or prominent positions, whether it's in schools or, you know, whatever, you really got to be smart when you're doing this stuff, whether it's social media or just on the basic email.
You know, yeah, anybody who does underhanded stuff is putting himself in great.
Well,
great,
not just
great
even.
Sure.
I'm not even talking about underhanded stuff. I'm just talking stupid things, getting into you know what contest with some idiots on the whether it's you know, Facebook, social media, or the email. Don't respond.
Well, I do say that Facebook is famous for having bogus vendors. Anybody who buys anything off of Facebook is putting themselves at great risk of financial fraud. That's for sure.
Well, again, I'm at the point is, and well, no, I'm not at. I have been at the point. You get what you deserve.
Well, to go take your point one step further on the thing you were talking about also earlier, I work with a nurse at the hospital whose son had to throw his 12-year-old daughter's iPad into this pool because she would not stay off social media and she was addicted to it and it would at the expense of all her other activities. It's very addictive to the young minds, that's for certain.
Okay, and
for whatever reason.
And how long have we known this as a society?
I guess since the onset of the media.
Well, maybe not the onset, but I mean, you could have predicted it.
Well, they have said, the sociologists, psychologists have stated that now young minds are no longer getting their interaction from their peers and their friends. They're getting it from social media.
That's been going on. That's been going on for at least 10 years.
Well, at least more than that, probably since the
early
90s.
So I have this girl down in Los Angeles. She's 20 now. So let's just even go back, you know, 5 or 10 years. My initial question, where were her parents?
Well, I've seen it in my practice. I've seen it in the markets where they've got a 3 or 4 year old's got a tablet. They're scrolling through all the cartoons and stuff. I think it's a way of distracting the kids so the parents don't have to bother with them. I think it's negligent parenthood.
Right. Well, it used to be you give your kids a coloring book or something if you're going on a long trip in the back seat.
Right, or I spy, whatever, play games in the car, but now they're just glued to their phones or their media, whatever the parents give them, their tablets.
Well,
and I'm not a parent, so I can't really comment on the proper way to do it, but it seems wrong to me.
Well, if my kid comes home from school and they go in their bedroom and they close the door.
Well, we were never allowed to close our doors at home.
Well, we were never allowed to stay in. You were going outside.
Well, yeah, I have been to friends' house with young kids, teenagers, high school kids. beautiful summer day, they're down in the basement playing online games with their peers online. They don't go out and play over the line or basketball
or anything
anymore. Well,
some of that could be timing and so forth, because I can tell you that sometimes some buddies came over to my place. We had a basement there in Louisville, and we would be doing stuff.
But yeah, interacting with each other, not playing a video game.
Right, but those were different times. All right, Doc, we got to go. Thanks for your call. Which, by the way, Chris, does anybody think that they're a standalone computer and nobody?
I mean, if you have a computer at home, you do not have internet or Wi-Fi, then technically, yes.
Okay, so you would have that set up for what reason?
I don't know. Maybe you want to code stuff offline.
But offline?
Offline, yes.
What do you mean by that?
Just not using the internet. I mean, you can do stuff without the internet on a computer. It's not a lot, but...
Well, it's... What could you do... accounting?
I mean...
Could you keep track of your banking and pay bills and stuff like that? I'm guessing you couldn't, because you have to be online.
I mean, if you get, like, stuff in the mail and you do it through paper and just have your computer there to type things out on, like, a document that's not connected to the internet, then yes, I suppose you could.
All right. Oh, boy. By the way, folks, here's something from the FCC. Your internet router could be China-linked. FCC cracks down on unacceptable security risk. The agency warns malicious actors have exploited foreign routers to attack U.S. households and enable espionage. It's all around, folks. It's all around.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Supervisor Don Ortiz-Legg released a statement earlier this week regarding the allegations against Cesar Chavez. Ortiz-Legg is also president of the Latino Caucus of California Counties. In her statement, Ortiz-Legg said the Latino Caucus of California Counties stands with the women who come forward. They acknowledge that delayed reporting of abuse is common and that a culture of silence too often prevents survivors from coming forward. A fundraiser and upcoming event has been started for a San Luis Obispo County resident to support his new lifestyle after an unfortunate accident paralyzed him from the waist down. Bryson Killian was involved in an accident while riding his dirt bike December 13, 2025. His friends have launched a fundraiser to assist him, which will include a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach on April 4th. You can go to GoFundMe.com and search Project 625. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump addressing the conflict with Iran on Thursday, saying the U.S. had no choice but to engage.
What we had to do is get rid of the cancer. We had to cut out the cancer. The cancer was Iran with a nuclear weapon. And we've cut it out. Now we're going to finish it off.
He made his comments at the annual fundraiser for the National Republican Congressional Committee. Jury in Los Angeles finding Meta and Google liable in a trial accusing social media platforms of designing products to get young users addicted. The attorney for the 20-year-old plaintiff, Kaylee, Mark Lanier, says the case sets an important precedent.
We're deeply appreciative, and I do think it bodes well for the other thousands of cases that are out there.
Companies ordered to pay Kaylee a total of $6 million in damages. America's listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esther Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
All righty, we have 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The 2026 baseball season is underway. Opening night last night, the Yankees blanked the Giants 7-0. Max Fried and three relievers held San Francisco to just three hits, while New York scored five times in the second inning off Logan Webb. Manager Aaron Boone.
Obviously, Logan Webb's one of the best, and to put up a five spot there in the second with just a lot of really good at-bats.
Ryan McMahon had a two-run single. Trent Grisham followed with a two-run triple. 11 games today, starting with the Pirates and Paul Skeens at the Mets, and wrapping up in Seattle when the Guardians meet the Mariners. Eight more games on Friday. Saturday is actually the first day when all 30 teams will be in action. NBA, the Celtics rally past the Thunder 119-109. That ends OKC's 12-game win streak, 31 for Jaylen Brown. Wizards snapped a 16-game losing streak, beating the Jazz 133-110. Spurs swamped the Grizzlies 123-98. That's their seventh straight win. Hawks tripped the Pistons 130-129 in overtime. Timberwolves fell 13 points behind the Rockets in OT, then went on a 15-0 run and won the game 110-108. Nuggets got 53 from Jamal Murray. They rocked the Mavericks. Nikola Jokic with a triple-double, including a season-high 19 assists. Lakers over the Pacers, 43 for the association's top scorer, Luka Doncic. NCAA Sweet 16 games tonight, the West in San Jose, the South region in Houston. Friday, we get the Midwest Regional in Chicago and the East Regional in Washington, D.C. NIT quarters last night, wins for Illinois State and Auburn, so next week's semifinals in Indianapolis will have three of the four number one seeds. For the NIT, Tulsa meets New Mexico in the first game, then Auburn versus four-seed Illinois State. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been serving you since 1979. Sunshine and clouds mixed in. Highs in the mid-80s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. And then we'll have low 80s. Clouds and sunshine mixed in again on your Friday. Saturday, well, we'll have pretty much the same, low 80s. Sunday, sunny, mid-80s, and then we get cloudy on Monday, mid-70s. Chance of showers about 60% on Tuesday, mid-60s. Upper 60s, clouds on Wednesday. Next Thursday, partly cloudy, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 7. Up and down, 6:58 a.m., 7:20 p.m. We are at 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, located at 8300 El Camino Real.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that is home, sweet home, safe and sound. Yes, indeed, although this time of the year they get a little bit of rabbit in them. They like to wander a little bit, as was the case yesterday, even with the old cat. Pistol decided to, I don't know, but she came home with a grin on her face. All right, Chris, I got one for you today. You ready?
What do we have today?
You've heard of Pinocchio, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, your nose may not grow like Pinocchio, but according to experts, it does do something when you tell a lie.
It does?
That's what it says here. I mean, Chris, these are experts.
Right, right. I guess your nostrils flare.
No, I think that's when you get mad.
I mean, I don't know what else my nose is supposed to do other than sniff.
Okay, well, again, according to this, it gets warmer when you tell a lie.
Okay.
All right, so the next time you're talking with somebody and you think they're lying, grab their nose.
I'll stick a thermometer up there.
heart. All right. All right, folks, don't try this at home. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception@kprl.com. Okay. All right, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. Every day, the rope and breakfast and lunch contest rules do apply there on file. Well, this comes on the heels of the conversations that we had at the end of the show yesterday. Sort of. Well, yeah. Okay. I already did the contest rules. Joe Play. Okay. Earth is constantly bombarded by space debris. Okay. Roughly, how many meteorites hit the ground annually? This is, of course, on Earth. Earth is constantly bombarded by space debris with over, well, I don't want to go to there. Tiny meteors burn up constantly. How many annually hit the ground? Meteorites. Now, the larger dangerous impacts are rare, occurring every few thousand years. Catastrophic every million years. And that would be the civilization-threatening objects. Okay? So, how many do you think hit the ground annually? What do you think? All right. Now, people that have computers are now going online to figure it out, except for Dr. Rex, because he's not online. Okay, so how many do you think? By the way, most impacts go unnoticed because they occur over oceans or uninhabited areas. And people see fireballs they don't see them, but they enter the atmosphere almost daily. Almost daily. That's why you got to be not concerned, but be aware of people who go absolutely crazy and talk about the end of the world is coming because they saw a fireball in the sky or a shooting star. They go, some go nuts. So how many do you think? Chris, you didn't write anything.
No, because I don't know where to start.
Okay, so over 100 tons of dust and sand-sized particles striking daily. While tiny meteors burn up constantly. Constantly. How many do you think annually that hit the Earth? Again, most of them, well, if not all of them, are, they're gone. They're here. Well, I'll let you know here in just a bit.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Pass Ripples Joint Unified School District invites parents, staff, and community members to join Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and Assistant Superintendent of Business Services Brad Pulowski for its next session of Coffee with the Superintendent. This will take place Friday, March 27th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. There's a traffic collision on Highway 46 eastbound near the intersection of Union Road. The incident was first reported at about 5:20 this morning. Two parties were trapped inside a vehicle requiring extrication. An ambulance was also requested. No further information is available at this time. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, the answer is about 17,000 meteors. Small rocks hit the ground annually. And recent increases in reports are often due to better monitoring and surveillance cameras rather than an increase in the events. For those who say climate change and all that other kind of stuff, it's been pretty consistent for many, many years. So NASA is looking out for us. And yes, they may be on YouTube, too. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.